my sister travelers, welcome back to Solo Travel Adventures. The biggest question and concern that I get from women travelers is their fear of going and being alone. So we're going to tackle that today, and I'm going to give you four ways in which you can confidently overcome those fears of being alone. Is fear holding you back from traveling because you don't have anyone to go with? Are you concerned about being a woman traveling alone and not sure how to prepare for a solo trip? Do family and friends think you are crazy for even considering solo travel? Well, in this podcast, you will become equipped to travel safely by yourself. You'll learn things like tactical travel tips and how to prepare for a trip and how to overcome the fear so you can discover the transformation that travel can bring. My mission is to see more women over 50 discover how travel can empower them. If you want to enjoy your next travel adventure solo, then start your journey here. Hello, sister travelers. I'm Cheryl, solo travel advocate and travel coach. I have experienced life-changing adventures through travel, and I want the same for you. So stay tuned here every week, and you will learn to find freedom through your travels, build your confidence while safely navigating new places. Well, fear can stop us from doing many exciting things and even taking that chance and actually enjoying ourselves because we've been held back by fear. And I really would like to see women that are looking to solo travel to overcome those fears that might be holding them back from maybe even taking that first step to try it out. So I'm going to begin with some ways to help you combat that fear and help you step out and get over some of those things that might be holding you back from booking that first solo trip. One thing we can certainly work on is our mindset. I believe that how we look at a situation and also the worry that might be consuming you around this fear of the what ifs can really build up anxiety and therefore also prevent you from really taking that first step. So you want to work on your mindset and how you are actually approaching this whole idea of taking a trip by yourself. And one way I like to look at it is I call it flip the script. So let's say, for example, you are worried about or fearful of getting lost. Okay. And I would flip the script and say, well, if I got lost, A, I think I can really use my GPS possibly to navigate. I could ask people. Even if I get lost, how I like to look at that is looking at it from a positive standpoint. There have been several times, matter of fact, I had two recently on my last trip to Ireland in that we got lost, but not stressing out about it. I was able to look at these getting lost or these detours, and actually wonderful things came out of them. So my example, the first one was we were using GPS. And yes, sometimes I'm not quite sure if I understand why GPS takes us certain ways. But we knew what direction we were going. I'm actually very good at directions. So I kind of knew the town that we were headed to. And the GPS was taking us kind of around the city that we were headed to. It was kind of taking us around out of the way. I saw more traffic going the direction I thought we should have been going, but I listened to the GPS and we came around and we're circling around this back road. And I even questioned, like, why did we come this way? What? Why? I imagine it might have been because of traffic. But as we rounded the corner and kind of asking, like, why did GPS bring us this way? We stumbled upon a little chocolate factory. Which I love chocolate. And so we immediately stopped. And this is a place where they make their own chocolates right there on site. But they grow the cocoa actually right there in Ireland. And so it was phenomenal stuff. I will have to tell you that. So, you know, getting lost can turn out to be a good thing. And then another time also in Ireland where I got completely lost. And, you know, there are times when we didn't have service. So, you know, you're trying to kind of follow what directions you knew last of. And again, we kind of got on the wrong road and we end up coming across this really cute little town. And we're able to see some old castle ruins on the sides of the roads. And so I've always approached, you know, particularly in this example, those things that you think you worry about, if you look at them and you flip the script and you look at it from a positive aspect, often then it turns out to be a wonderful experience and you kind of look at it very differently. Also, Penn State did a research on people that do worry, and that only 8% of what people worry about actually come true. So we tend to worry obsessively, and that causes anxiety. And so that anxiety is going to really hold you back from taking those steps to travel by yourself. So I would say definitely work on that mindset. Even in your everyday life, if you're finding that you're fearful or you're worried, stop yourself. And I want you to flip it, meaning, okay, you're thinking probably of the worst case scenario, right? Well, opposite of that, what would be a positive thing or the best case scenario of this situation that you're so concerned about? Yeah, so definitely mindset will play into it, having that positivity as you're going into a trip, taking things, not getting stressed out and just kind of taking things as they come, letting them roll off your back possibly too. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't be prepared for a trip, but definitely having that positive mindset will put your mind at ease. You'll see things a whole lot differently. Okay? Second way that you can put these fears to rest is I would start small. Okay, meaning take yourself to maybe a little day trip by yourself. Drive an hour or two somewhere you've never been though, so that you're having to figure out or navigate in a new area. Going by yourself, maybe you have a city that's about an hour or two away. Go spend the day, explore the city, even get lost. Honestly, that is how I kind of get to know a city, or I find things that are off the beaten track and I get excited. You know, there's things that you might not have seen if you actually had, you know, not gotten lost or stayed on that main road. So start small, getting out and doing, you know, maybe as you get more comfortable with that, other little small steps you can take is maybe go do just one overnight somewhere by yourself. I did when I lived in Nashville, I did a day trip to Chattanooga, Tennessee by myself. Drove there. It's about 2 hours, I think. And I spent the day exploring that city and then was able to come home. So those are ways that you can maybe just start small with little steps of doing things on your own that are related to travel. Now, I would say definitely try to find a place that you have not been. So the whole environment, everything is new to you. Even though I've lived in Dallas for 13 years, I actually just did something. I went to the Reunion Tower, which is a lot like the Seattle Space Needle, but shorter. And I took my aunt up there as, you know, something touristy, but it was new to me. But the one thing about going to a different city, now, yes, getting into downtown Dallas, I'm not all that familiar with. So that was a little touch and go navigation wise. But otherwise, I'm very comfortable in the other surrounding areas of Dallas. But if I had maybe driven to Houston, which is about a 3.5 hour drive for me, I am very unfamiliar with Houston. So for me, doing a day trip maybe to Houston now would be kind of a small step that I would take if fear was holding me back from doing any kind of solo travel. So things like that, that are going to get you a little more comfortable with doing things on your own in relation to traveling or exploring or going on adventures. Or if you're an outdoors person, maybe going on a hike by yourself could be another first step. You know, going somewhere local, but maybe to a path that you haven't taken before. Or even extending that, and this is a big step, but still starting small, is doing an overnight hike by yourself. Okay, that's kind of a bigger step. So you can start small with maybe just a day hike somewhere local by yourself. Okay, a third way that you can overcome these fears of solo traveling is actually, I get a lot of women that are concerned about being alone because they just don't want to be alone. There's an awkwardness to being alone, of course. There is also even maybe a stigma, especially if you're in an area or community where there might be a lot of families or there might be couples. And so then you are this single person by yourself, wherever that may be. And so it can get a little maybe awkward and uncomfortable. So I think learning to enjoy being alone with yourself is another step to help get past those fears of traveling alone. Because think about it, you're going to be spending a couple days possibly, or maybe even a week, all by yourself. And if you don't like being by yourself or with your own self, then there's an issue there. So I think just in general, learning to enjoy being by yourself, whether it's you find things that you like to do, solitary things, whether it's reading or listening to music or journaling or whatever it is that you might like to do as a solitary activity, or just learning to reflect and be alone in your thoughts is a huge thing. Many people don't like that because, we don't always like what we're thinking. So just learning to enjoy being alone with yourself. And another big thing that when people are afraid of traveling by themselves is this hang up and fear of eating alone. So that could be another step as you're learning to enjoy being by yourself, that you would take some steps and go out to eat by yourself and see how that feels, so that you can start getting used to that that feeling and getting more comfortable. Because when you travel alone, I'm saying when, because I know you're all going to do this, you are going to have meals that you're going to have to eat. And that you will likely get to some restaurants periodically and you'll be eating by yourself. So that would be, step three to maybe trying to learn to be comfortable with yourself and being alone with yourself. And number four is you can take some bigger steps, okay? And that big step would be actually still traveling solo, but joining a tour group. Okay. And I would recommend joining a tour group that specifically caters to solo travelers. And you might even try to consider one that is solo travel for women only. Okay. There are probably some out there that have, mixed gender groups, and that could be fine if you're comfortable with that. But as a next big step, if you're ready to go ahead and book that trip and you're not sure that you want to do it all by yourself, that next big step is actually you are by yourself in a sense, in that you will likely fly to the destination of where the tour group is probably meeting. A smaller step kind of within that is maybe a weekend retreat might be enough for you. That too does seem to cater to, you know, people coming by themselves to a weekend retreat kind of situation. And you're all there for that same reason. So often, you know, I've heard people that have gone on these group tours or retreats, and they have developed some friendships through them. And so that could be a bonus for you, even though you are actually traveling alone. So there are three tour groups that I recommend. I'm not affiliated with them, but I do know that they cater to females, and they also cater more to the solo traveler too. Okay, so there is Jump Adventures with Jackie, and she does a lot of more out. So if you're an outdoors type of adventure person, she's got some great tours. She's got one coming up, I think, 2023, or most of the trips are being planned for at this point. I think in the beginning she did cater to females. She's mostly females, but I think on one of her trips I did see a male. I don't know if that was the tour guide. So it is mostly females. They might be more on the younger age, possibly, but some of her adventures seem like a lot of fun, hiking, biking kind of adventure kind of activities is what she does. And then there's another one which I think is probably definitely more catered to our age group of that 50 plus. It's called Sisterhood Travels, and they have tours. They have several that they do throughout the year. I will tell you that a lot of these tours that I'm mentioning are rather expensive. So if money is not an issue, and this is, you feel like I'm ready to take that next big step, then this could be something you might want to consider. If budget traveling is more your thing, which is really more what I do, I tend to lean towards that, then maybe these tour groups aren't quite your thing. A weekend retreat might be ideal. And that you're kind of getting your feet wet. They're a little more, they're a little less expensive, because a lot of those other tours that I'm mentioning are a week long or sometimes 10 days. So, and then the final one that also organizes tours, and again, it's solo travelers and females. It's called Solo Female Travelers. And again, lots of tours that are planned through that group that you can sign up and join as a female solo traveler. Now that one, there's probably a wide range of ages in that particular group. The Sisterhood Travels, I know that they specifically cater to, I think, the 50 and up age bracket of women. So those are some thoughts. So I'm hoping that if fear is what's holding you back from taking that step in booking that first trip of yours, that you would just start with some of these steps, you know, start with that mindset, then, you know, start small, going local possibly. And then third, learn to enjoy being alone with yourself. That's so important, as you will be alone probably lots of times throughout your solo travel. And then fourth, if you're ready to take that big step, you can either join maybe a weekend retreat or a specific solo travel group, a tour group there, that also, they handle all the organization except for maybe your flight to where you're going. So that's also, I know sometimes causes overwhelm is that whole planning part. But if you stick around and keep listening and even subscribe, we're going to get to some of that planning ideas for any kind of solo travel trips. So folks, let's get to that mindset. Let's start small, learn to be by yourself, and take that step, because I want you to experience solo travel in such a positive way and to have a transformation and an empowering experience. So let's go travel.